cosmic entropy.
Subjects. The theories, opinions, and beliefs expressed are not the only possible interpretation.
The problem?
Control the information flow through the elite media, and the only place you can get this information is through the tabloids, where they want it because it's discredited there, or on the internet, where there's so much false information that's mixed in with the real information that you don't know what to make of it. There creates this complete confusion.
During this period, a number of physical, social, and psychological events converged to produce a potentially explosive situation. To understand it is to be able to meet it rationally and be converted from a beginning of the end syndrome to a springboard to an even more successful and enjoyable life. The problems are a little different for men than for women, although they are, of course, closely related.
You can get this information is through the tabloids where they want it because it's discredited there, or on the internet where there's so much false information that's mixed in with the real information that you don't know what to make of it. There creates this complete confusion.
Considering, what if they're wrong? What if if it's not in my best interest? Very, very dangerous thing to do, to follow. That's what happened in Germany, essentially. All Germans were not evil.
Quote, 300,000 Americans are killed each year in hospitals alone as a result of medical negligence, unquote. I'm going to read that figure again because it's a huge figure. Quote, 300,000 Americans are killed each year in hospitals alone as a result of medical negligence. He didn't say he slipped away quietly out of neglect in a corner somewhere while they're waiting for an x-ray. He used the word killed. When you use the word killed, that means there was a procedure the doctor was doing went wrong somehow. That means that they gave them a wrong prescription. They put a decimal point in the wrong spot and gave them an incorrect dosage. These people were killed. We lost 56,000 people over 10 years, or an average of only 5,600 a year, on a field of battle where people had guns and artillery and explosives trying to kill each other. And millions of people poured out into the streets and protested that war. We had political anarchy in the last 3 years of the war. Students took over universities and colleges with guns and explosives. National Guardsmen shot students at Kent State in Ohio. We chased a president out of the presidency. 5,600 military personnel a year. And here's one profession that takes your tax money in the form of Medicare and Medicaid and kills 300,000 of us a year, according to Ralph Nader, and I believe him, he has no axe to grind. And you can go out in the street any day of the week in any city, and there isn't even a crazy street preacher out there with a sign that says, protect us from doctors. I want you to think about that, folks. That's number one. You have to avoid stepping on the landmine. So there's a certain value in treating yourself when you can, or preventing disease, so you don't have to get treated. Now, the second thing you have to do, number two, is you have to do the positive things. You have to do the positive things. And I'm going to start out here by just putting a figure up on the board. It's the number 90. And you need 90 nutrients in your diet every day. You need 60 minerals.
If you deny the human individual right to think and question and assess and make decisions based on their own judgment and experience, then you are creating robots.
If you want common you have a small part of the business. And as a result, you have a right to an equitable portion of its profits in the form of dividends. Why should you pay for the late on supply
the man.
The more
the company is, the more appealing the person is, the more you have to pay. As that
you
stock.
Yes. You into the dividend. Second. Then the
you aren't given.
Hands of all.
How to just tell everybody to mask up, and it's not a danger, not only unethical, but it's illegal. So it's not legal in the workplace to allow an employee to work in a mask or face covering without first doing a medical evaluation to make sure that that employee can medically tolerate it, because we know it's very taxing to the cardiopulmonary system when you cover somebody's mouth and nose and then you force them to do their work. Even if they're not working and they're just sitting, it's going to task their cardiopulmonary system because it changes the way you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale, forcibly exhale, and so it taxes the cardiopulmonary system. We've given people heart attacks by forcing them to do this, and that's why OSHA created the respirator standard in the first place. So the danger and the biggest issue here is OSHA's running around saying, well, this isn't PPE, so it's okay. That is not true. That is not true. When you force somebody to wear anything for protection against a known pathogen, for not wearing masks. When I told them when this all started, look, you're working in the construction environment. It's hot. It's the middle of the summer. You're doing roofing work. You're doing whatever. You are not to be working in a mask. I would be remiss as a safety consultant and your acting safety director if I let you do that, because I know that that's going to reduce your oxygen levels. The last thing I need is for you to be getting dizzy on a ladder or on a roof, right? So you will not follow these guidelines and mask up. That's not only unhealthy, but it's unsafe. So I called OSHA about this. He had a conversation with the director in Michigan who told me, I said to him, what are you doing? What is going on here? This is revisionism. You are not following your own standards. You know that it's very unsafe and unhealthy and we're causing oxygen deprivation. Why do you think everybody's complaining of headaches?
Right.
Nausea, fatigue. That's the first signs and symptoms that the body is struggling to meet demands for oxygen. And he said to me point blank, I wish I had recorded the conversation now. He said to me, Tammy, you will never get me to believe that. And I just said to him, I don't care what you believe. You're an industrial hygienist. You know what I'm saying is the truth.
Given by God is good.
As a matter of fact, if you order by credit card, you get a fifth free as well, five. And there are so many good ones. I don't know why you think that I'm the devil's toe jam, the devil's mouthpiece. Why you think that I would forward the ideas of the evil one below?
Well, first of all, you have desecrated the holy ground of talk radio. What we're being taught, you bring forward all these new age ideas, and you support Christianity by when you say, "Well, I believe in the Lord, and I think this, and I think that." Then you bring up all these people remote traveling and remote viewing and conjuring and demon worship, and because you bring in the new age, which is like the Trojan horse of Satan, both traveling and remote viewing and conjuring and demon worship.
God bless you.
law. That's not my standards. I'm not going to adhere to the law because I feel murder is something that I can be wild and free and give my love and hate freely, and that I can just go and do whatever I want. And since I am not applying to those standards, well, Lord, since you have your standards, I have my standards of murder. It's okay for me to kill people and rape and pillage and do drugs and rock and roll. It's okay for me to kill people and rape and pillage and do drugs and rock and roll. It's okay because I have a different standard.
I consider you to be an embarrassment to Christianity. And
I am, see, I am charged with God's work. Someone's got to clean up this mess.
You think you're above God, don't you?
You need to mellow out, man.
No, you're the one who has the problem.
No,
you're the one who...
Out.
You admitted it was a rock and roll.
But when you're dealing with infectious disease patients, these are not the masks that you wear. Even N95s are not fully rated to protect against the virus. These micron sizes, again, they're not rated by the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health. They're not approved for this use, so not only is this a bad idea, there's numerous studies for years based off of the flu outbreaks across the world several years ago that not only do these earlobe masks and cloth masks not work, they're increasing the spread through fomite transmission, which is a form of cross-contamination. You're touching your face. No one is trained on when you're supposed to change these out. No one is trained that when they're soiled or you're working in a humid environment. These things increase the spread. You re-inhale your exhausted gaseous waste, and you can increase your viral load. So if you are ill, not only can you continue to spread it, because you're not understanding the hand hygiene aspect of that, but you will be sicker longer.
Satan decided that that was not right. Good and evil. Let the human race begin to gain knowledge.
In love, I am trying to save America from the clutches of the devil. Don't you understand?
You're a one-man losing campaign. You are not personally in touch with God.
That's true, because you've been corrupted already by the Canadian forces coveting America. You are a part of Russia for once. True, because you've been corrupted already by the Canadian forces coveting America.
It's extremely difficult for anyone but a professional to have good judgment about buying stocks. Some sensitivity to market conditions can be maintained by the Wall Street Journal.
Retired elderly people that came out and were those running those petitions to say over
what
Japan
happens
because of the
children.
Time difference.
You
when
have
he
the
woke
power
up, one of the side effects of Halcyon is nausea and vomiting.
Know that your voice matters, and you have the say over what happens to your children. You have the power to do it. If you get enough people in numbers together, you can fight for your freedom, you can fight for individual liberty. We need to remember that those of us that take an oath to the Constitution, that thing clearly says against enemies foreign and domestic. And by definition, what
and
many
then, of
these
course,
governors
kidney
are doing
stones.
Is pure tyranny. And I just think it's important to just look at the science. A lot of these governors are saying they're citing science. We have the science. The science is there. We need to look at the risk ratio of what are we being asked to do? What liberties are we being asked to basically forfeit compared to what can we do? What we need to do, what the media is not doing, except for you, Del, is let's think about the hierarchy. How about we eat cleaner? Let's hydrate, clean water. Let's exercise. Let's build up our immunity. Don't stay in your house. Get that vitamin D. Just know that no matter what, if you feel something is unconstitutional in your state, that's what happened April 30th when Governor Whitmer said, "We'll spread it. We found out one individual state law."
I don't agree with a lot of the things, the guests that come on and that say things,
but
if there are no other voices
to be involved. Governors and schools and public health departments trying to
and
shame people.
Through me, God
it's
and
not
I
about
are working
not wanting to wear masks.
To say
if
that.
These masks worked, we would be the first people promoting them.
Right.
They are doing more harm than good. And the saddest part of it is when you go to these stores and you see little cartoon character masks, and these companies have no studies on the breathability of these masks. And I just want to close it with this part about the study. When we talk about the OSHA requirements, training is a huge aspect of it. So now you've got people saying it's a one-size-fits-all, you're going to wear the mask. Let's talk about that false sense of security.
Right.
Well, let's say you want to go home. Hey, Del, let's get some masks and let's epoxy this table because they work. No, the masks are not rated for that type of contaminant.
Right, you see when I go to home.
The beginning of the end that is to come. I will resort to whatever means necessary to obtain my rightful existence.
Hell, it's just going to be no God. No God to be there to interrupt me when if I want to go and do.
All right, well, Carl, you wanted a definition of hell. He sure gave it to you. Yeah. The worms, the burning of the flesh, JC, that
no.
Will be you. Worms, the burning of the flesh, JC, that no.
Understand there will be all manner of horrible beasts.
Well, yeah. I'm going to win friends for God by being cordial.
I have no problem with guns.
And I know this is probably an act and a big sham, but I just want to let you know that a lot of people listen to the radio and are influenced by what you say. I'm going to win friends for God by being cordial.
I have no problem with guns.
Influenced by what you say.
Your words of accusing my faith of being nothing more than a sham. I am not some dime a minute preacher on television trying to get rich so I can have a limousine and a whore.
We want to win the world with honey. Now, when the very heavy things are needed.
So if you're going to try and tell me that I should hate the government because I have a birth certificate and a social security number and that I should be joining your revolution to start blowing up buildings, well, I don't think so, my friend.
I love
our government and the fact that the New World Order is attempting to make us hate our government so that we'll accept their help when the time comes. So that, well, you don't like what they're doing. Your government's lied to you. Your government's experimented on you with chemicals and radiation. So why don't you just come and be a part of our business? Well, you don't like what they're doing. Your government's lied to you. Your government's experimented on you with chemicals and radiation. So why don't you just come and be a part of our big world love New Order and enjoy, embrace the New Age, lead your Christian American heritage to the past, burn your Constitution, give up your guns, and just join the new World Order.
I am on a mission.
You see, I am working in close proximity with the Lord. God and I have decided. He came to me. I am close enough to Jesus to judge you.
By the hands of the devil, and we are going to do everything where we are held bound to uphold that conspiracy. Hell is eternal torment, eternal damnation. We freely accept punishment therefore thereof. When I attack someone through a supernatural way,
knowing that you are bound for hell, and I presume that you accept that or even embrace the fact that you are going to hell.
Go to hell? I would rather go to hell. Honest. Go to hell. I would rather go to hell. Honest. I would rather go to hell. Honest. Go to hell. That's ignorant. Go to hell. That's ignorant. I'm going to go straight to that bottom pit. And that key, and what is done, and what happens.
I'm not true.
Ignorant. People will ignorantly go to hell. See, Satan, our wonderful master.
For the average member of the public wandering down the street, this is really not a good idea. What tends to happen is people will have one mask. You can imagine they don't wear it. Time, they'll take it off when they get home, they'll put it down on a surface that they haven't cleaned, or they'll be out and they haven't washed their hands, they'll go and have a cup of coffee somewhere, they half walk it off, then wipe something over it and put it back up, and in fact you can actually trap the virus into the mask and then start breathing it. So
they could be putting themselves more at risk
well,
by wearing
it
a mask
it
or not.
Just doesn't, it, so yes, because of this issue of, if you like, behavioural issues, which are really important when we're talking about infectious disease. People tend to can infect it adversely, but themselves at more risk than less.
middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
So we recommend that people who are sick wear a mask. We recommend that people who are around someone who's COVID positive wear a mask, but do not recommend that the general public wears masks as a protective mechanism.
Point of view. Harlot.
I got my name Harlot because of how I live and what I do. And I take great pleasure in finding a victim how I live and what I do. I go around and I spread webs of deceit. And I take great
now in the
pleasure
United States,
in finding a
people
victim.
Should not be walking around.
Laying my evil eyes upon him and bringing him into sinful joy.
Now, anything that is given by God
is not providing the perfect protection.
And there are so many good
ones. So we recommend that people who are sick wear a mask.
That I'm the devil's token.
Recommend that the general public wears masks as a protective mechanism.
And you subvert Christianity by when you say, well, I believe in the Lord, and I think this, and I think that. That's not my standards. I'm not going to adhere to the law.
Break that. Oh,
Bobby, and he caught me off guard. And I was like, I didn't use words when I saw him. I like almost communicated in a different language, like a language like joy or happiness. Only 30% of our communication is verbal. That's why the mask just really threw me off, because I can't tell what someone is thinking and feeling. Because a lot of times, half the time, people don't say what they're thinking or feeling. And I have to mask. I can only, hear what...
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Good evening, all you goblins, ghouls, nurses, vampires, and nuns. Whatever your costume is, it's Halloween night, and this is Sleepless Nights. I'm Brother Louie, and we're going to spook it to you for the next 3 hours or so. So settle back, relax, munch on some of that candy, get your sugar rush, and check out the scary stuff.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? Yeah!
the things you do. What's up? I love. Oh! Oh! I love you. I love you. I love you. Anyhow, I don't care if you don't want me. I'm yours right now. I put a spell on you.
You only come around at night. Well, I really should've known. Serves me right. Never invite a vampire into your home. I'm not the worst, I'm not the best. I'm in between like all the rest. You've got to go. Never invite a vampire into your home. If you don't have peace of mind,